Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all, and welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the TMC Family Call. And Mother Josie, just enjoy yourself today. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. God is so good. Thank you all. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you to thank you for this day, a day we never saw before. We would have never seen this day had it not been for you. We come to tell you thank you. We come to tell you that we love you. We come to tell you we need you. We come to tell you we worship you. We extol you. We adore you. And we say another yes to your will. Thank you so much for blessing us to see another day. Now, Father God, we ask that you will look on the Diaz Daily On family, continue to bless them, bless the business, Father God, bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Have your way today. Get the glory. Speak through the speaker. Let the word fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we won't fail to praise you. Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. We love and appreciate you. Continue to have your way. And thank you, Father God, for using your servant, Minister Roslyn. Thank you, Lord, asking you to bless her in such a special way. Continue to have your way on this call, and we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor, and we will forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Take it away. God bless.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Wanda. We thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us with that power prayer. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us in this morning. Worship you. I worship you every day. I worship God every day. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be on this call this morning. Let me share a little about you. In October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robbs and Dr. Vanessa Wilson, started this. Yes, yes, yes. We stand on Scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. The website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as our bios of our speakers. The theme for the year 2019 is God's hands and justice, integrity, trust in me, individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Amen. If you feel fed by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as I, as a leader, as Minister Wonder, and as a host, as yours truly, or a share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Lutherspoon or Minister Bunda, our president, will contact you. And so I am so excited to be a part of this phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz Daily On family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy, and you also can share this information with everyone. The new motivation called here Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artist product. That number is 712 770-4005-712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If you have T-Mobile, MetroP says, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number free so that you will not be charged. And that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Okay, today is Tuesday, and it's Presidential Tuesday, so we are going to have one awesome person there on the presidential call. I didn't get the name, but they're going to be doing some awesome information, so we would ask everyone to join us. I'm just going to say thank you and happy birthday, Mother Joseph, 96 years young. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Well, let me just share a little bit of information with you. Also, the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, ordained with Dr. Vanessa Wesley, one of our co-founders, visited ordination for two candidates as a prophet, Minister Miles, one of our minister here, Minister Kai. So we're excited about that, and Pastor Lisa Lambskin, and at the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas, where the Dr. Clarence Talley is the senior pastor. So everyone, that's the 26th of this month, so if you judge yourself accordingly and move forward to do that, it would be great. I'm sure they'd be smiling from ear to ear. I just love to be there, but like my life has changed now. Please visit your back office and look at the WhatsApp for the new things that's going on, so you have to stay connected. We have to stay connected. But I'm going to, right now, I'm just going to stop and let you introduce our speaker, which is going to come and is going to bless us this morning. Let me share a little bit about our speaker this morning. She's no stranger to this call. The co-founder, Pastor Lavonia Lewis, I will be sharing with you a little bit about her. She has an extensive bio, so, you know, we have everyone to go to the mastercall.net and look at her bio on there, but I'm going to just give you a few highlights on her this morning. I am going to let me just say about co-founder Pastor Lavonia. She was born in Las Vegas on August the 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother. Co-founder Pastor Lavonia seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. So she used this time to be blessed. She was filled with the Holy Ghost as the 14 years began preaching the gospel, amen, at a church around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Hallelujah. Together, her husband, overseer, Eugene Lewis, was a pastor, she's a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a pastor, a friend. Let me introduce you to some present the other, none other but our pastor, co-founder, Pastor Lavonia Lewis. Are you out there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you for that.
God bless you. We thank and praise God for all of you who are on the call this morning. We bless God for our Mother Eagles and for my sisters in the Lord, and to everyone it takes to pick up the Master's call. It's such a blessing to come to you from the other side of the Mojave Desert, Las Vegas, Nevada, where, yes, I was born and raised. So we're grateful for this word of God. I come to you this morning, and I want to encourage your heart a little bit in this little time that we have before you get your day started. And I was reading somewhere, and it said that a young preacher once approached Dr. F.B. Meyer, famous Baptist pastor and evangelist in England in the 1800s, and asked, how could one day I become as influential and as well known as you, Dr. Meyer. And he responded without haste and said, don't waste your time waiting and longing for large opportunities, which may never come. He looked at the young man and said, but faithfully handle the little things that are always claiming your attention, the things that need to be taken care of. And this is such good advice, sound advice, even on today, because a lot of times, you know, we're looking for the next biggest thing, and we're looking for the next explosion. We're looking for, the next platform. And sometimes our need and our necessity may be on an area or a level that we think is small, we think is minute and miniature, but it's huge in somebody else's life. It's huge to something else. And it made me think about the parable that Jesus told in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting about the 14th verse, where it was talking about the talents that had been given to each different man. It was three different men. And so reading from the 14th verse on down, it says the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods. And he said that, goes on to say, he gave the one 5 talents and the other one 2 talents. He gave and the other one 1 talent. And so each one was given to their particular ability. And so straightway he took his journey, and the man with 5 talents went and traded with the same and made another 5 talents. And likewise, the one who had the 2 did the same thing, gained 2 more talents. But the one that I want to talk to you about today, just for a few minutes, who had the 1 talent, the Bible says he digged into the earth and hid the Lord's money. And I love the way the scripture is written in saying that, not that he hid the money or his money, but he hid the Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of one of those servants, the Lord came back of those servants, and he reckoned with them, meaning he asked them, okay, all right, let's time to settle up. I gave you all these talents, and, you know, what have you done with this? So the scripture goes on to say how he had talked to the one. And in verse 20, and he said that, Lord, I delivered, you gave me 5 talents, and look, I've gained 5 more, here you are, give it to him. And the Lord responded with, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you ruler over many. The second one said the same thing, Lord, you gave me 2 talents, and I've turned around and turned it into 2 more, here you are. So the Lord responded the same way. But the one that had the 1 talent, this is what I would really want to hone in with you all, because usually when we read this text, we talk about the good and faithful servant and how God is going to bless. And he is, don't get me wrong, because I want to encourage your heart. But I really want to encourage you to make sure you do everything you need to do that's put to your hand. And so if I had to title this message, I probably would title it, Look What Fear Got You. All right? Because we're looking at this, and in verse 25 it says, and I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, thou hast that in is thine. And he's talking to him, he says, look, you gave me a talent, and I got scared. The market is troublesome. Things are tough out there. People are robbing folks. Whatever caused him to have fear, something scared this poor man that he didn't even trust in his own ability. Now, if we go back up to scripture, the 14 said God gave them the amount based on their own ability. So he and the Lord knew what they could handle. He didn't give him 5 or 2, but he knew he could handle 1. And he didn't handle it. Why? Because fear overtook him. And so I want to encourage your heart this morning that whatever God has given for you to do, God knows you have the ability to do it. Don't be fearful. Don't go hide your talent. Don't go shriek yourself back. Don't become little to other people because you're scared of what they're going to think or say. Don't hide your ability. Don't let fear make you go back and hide it and say, look, I hid it in the earth. I stuck it here. No, there's some things, there's realms and dimensions and areas and avenues that you're needed in. And because maybe, it don't look like what you think it should look like, or it wasn't what you expected, or not what you had maybe looked for in this world for yourself, maybe your life would go so much differently. God still has use for you. The fact that you got up this morning and you're respirating, you're breathing in and out, that means God still got some work for you to do. You're not finished, beloved. And so I want to encourage your heart, don't hide your talent in the earth. Don't be so quick to say, look, I'm scared. What if they talk about me? What if they talked about Jesus? So if they did it to a green tree, what about one that's dry, the word says? Well, what if they get mad at me and they don't want to hear me? Well, God will send you to those who's going to listen. If they don't want to hear you, the Bible declares that you wash your hands and you walk on, take your peace with you. Oh, well, co-pastor, you don't understand. I've been rebuked, but I've been rejected before. Oh, well, we all have had rejection. My husband says all the time, rejection is direction. Take that to mean move on. Drop what God told you to drop and move on. But don't hide your talent in the ground. Let's go further. Why? Because the 26th, the Bible says, the Lord answered him and said, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I didn't sow and I gather where I have not strong. Look, if you thought I was that rough, if you thought I was that tough of a judge, that should have encouraged you even more. Look, I gave it to you because I knew you could handle it. I gave it to you based on your ability. I gave it to you because, look, I know what your service and what I want out of you. Why? Because I placed it in you. I put it in you. Look, the Bible says he went on to tell him, look, even the least you could have done, the least things you could have done was go and put it away and have it and give it to so I could receive some usury off of it. At least you could have took the talent and put it away like in a bank and got some. Now, this was even a bad thing because the usury was not a good thing. It was a tax, a type of tax that folks would put on. It's almost like if you go to those money loan places and you get a loan and they put that 400% interest loan or tax on it or whatever the fee on it. That's what the usury was. It was an unfair tax. He said, you could have at least put it there and let it got some interest and got some off of that. And that wasn't even that good of a thing. Why? But you didn't even put no kind of effort forth. My question to you today is, what kind of effort are you putting forth? What challenges have you been facing? And what have you been doing when challenges come your way? Are you shrinking back and hiding your talent? Are you stepping up and saying, look, this is put to my hand to do. This is what God trusts me to do. Look, it may be just you stepping in for your family. You may be the elder in your family. You may be the pastor of your family. You may not need a big old huge title and a big cathedral, a big platform, and a big name. Honey, you may just be the bishop of your home. You may be the bishop of your child's school. You may have to go down to their school and show up and be present in their lives. Whatever God has given you, that's not a small thing. And so I don't want you to think, I'm not called to do what you do, Pastor. I'm not called to preach on the master's call. I'm not called to preach on platforms or whatever. You have to understand your talent and my talent are just talents. It is what God has given for you, and what he wants you to do is to use it. What he wants you to do is be present. What he wants you to do is obey his commands. And if God called for you to do it, you got to do it. And I'm going to tell you this, if you're shrinking back, if you're procrastinating, if you're taking your sweet time about it, all you're doing is delayed disobedience. You have it outright disobeyed. You just say, well, Lord, I ain't doing that. I know what you called me to do it. Oh, well, you might as well call Sister Sally Sue. I'm not doing it. No. You haven't done that. You haven't been that obvious. You haven't been that out there. But if God called you to do it, you're taking your sweet time on doing it. Come on, some of y'all got some books that God has called for you to write, and you keep looking at that paper and you keep looking at the computer, and then you get so intimidated by the little cursor that's just blinking. That's what we used to call it, a cursor. And so I remember writing, and I told him, I said, the cursor is cursing at me because it just looked like it would mock me because I could never think of what to say, and it just kept blinking, blinking, and blinking. Look, God has called you to put out what he's put in you. I'm going to say it again. God has called you to put out what he has put in to you. You don't have to be intimidated by nobody else's talents. He may have been fearful because he might have seen how the man with the 5 talents was moving and how the one with the 2 was moving. And he may have said, my God, I can't move on that level. I'm not deep as they are. I'm not as wonderful and blessed as anointed as they are. Or whatever the intimidation was, whatever the fear was, and I love that they didn't necessarily say what it was because it makes it even so much more relevant to us. It doesn't matter what is coming. Know that the enemy is going to send whatever to each one of us, some type of fear, because that's how he operates. He operates in fear. He's going to send some kind of fear to you to make you want to say, I can't do it. And most times than not, he uses comparison to make us do it. It's not by happenstance that we got 3 different examples here. He may have been comparing himself to the other 2. And a lot of times we do that. We look and we see how people are moving, and, oh, my God, they're so powerful. I can't move like that. Oh, my God, look how anointed she is. I can't move like that. And my God, listen, I understand. I understand. When my body was struck last year, I was laying in my bed, and then when it was time to get up and say, the Lord said, all right, your hiatus is over, so it's time to go back. I didn't go back at 100%. My healing is still in process. It's still progressing. I get better every day, but I couldn't wait till I got to 100 to say, okay, Lord, now I'm only at 85%, I'm only at 90%, let me get to 100, then I'll start go back and preaching your word. I'll go back to teaching once I get fully 100% there. You may not feel you're 100% there. Can I encourage your heart, just let you know none of us are. We're all working with some kind of a pain. We're all working with some kind of an affliction, whether it is something in your body, something in your mind. Look, we're all, we're working, we're fighting from a place of victory. Don't get me wrong. We've all won, but we still got something that we have to overcome. So don't wait and say, well, I can't go now because I'm not in a good place. I'm not in a good mind space. Pastor, you don't understand what's been going on in my home. Pastor, you don't know how they've been attacking me on my job. Pastor, you don't know what I've been dealing with. No, I don't, and I don't necessarily need to. Why? Because you have a God that understands. And the Bible said there is no earth sorrow on earth that God, that heaven can't feel. He understands, beloved. However, he still calls for you to move. You still got work to do. You're still here. Don't let fear put you in a bad spot that God never called for you to be in. Ah, Jesus. Hey, Shoro. God called for you to be victorious. Called for you to win. He called for you to triumph. He said, the Bible says, you always calls us to triumph. And so as I get ready to close, I want to encourage your heart. I want to let you know, listen, beloved, God called you to do something. What is it that he's called you to do, and are you doing it? And let me take it to the next level. Are you doing it to the level that is excellent? Are you doing it to the level you know that it's your full capacity? Some of the most, the richest place I was told by my spiritual father is the grave, because so many folks then took books and poetry and cures to diseases to the grave because they didn't get it out of them before they died. Listen, he's giving you a talent. What are you doing with it? Push. Push. Come on. Challenge yourself today. What did you do? Look, I'm in no competition with no one else but me. That's it. Lavana, Pastor Lavana Lewis from yesterday did what she did. But Pastor Lavana Lewis from today got stuff to do. She can't rely on what Pastor Lavana did last week. She can't rely on what Pastor Lavana did last month. She can only do what Pastor Lavana called to do today. And when I go to bed tonight, I'll go to bed with peace, knowing I did what I had to do with my talent, and I didn't bury it in the earth. God bless you. Be the best you you can be today. And I believe, God, for your success. Be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you for that awesome word. Thank you so much, Pastor Lavonia. You was talking to me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for that profound word. As you come back to close us out in a benediction in a few minutes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come humbly before you this morning and say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for that message. Thank you for my health and strength. Thank you for my talent, Lord. Father, we love and adore you. We thank you, Pastor Lavonia Lewis, for that powerful message this morning. Don't hide your talent. What God gives you to do, go for it. Do not take it for granted. Lord, we pray that you restore Pastor Lavonia everything that she shared with us this morning. Pour back a blessing after blessing. We appreciate and adore you this morning, Pastor Lavonia. We pray for the two co-founders, hallelujah, to put this call together, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Hallelujah, for their vision this morning. We praise God for the prayer warriors, the guests, artists, family, and the customers that join us here on this call. To hear a blessing, this was a blessings month. We give thanks for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing all this life worldwide to brought us all together today. We pray for Mother Joseph, 96 years young. Pray for Mother Oliver. Hallelujah. Pray for Mother Blackwell this morning. We pray for those our warriors this morning. We pray for the sick and the shed in. Hallelujah. God, visit the nursing home, the hospital, the prison, Lord. Somebody needs you this morning. We pray for every bereaving family, Lord. A special prayer for the sister that was killed in Texas. Lord Jesus, we comfort the families this morning, Lord. They need you this morning. My heart go heavy this morning as I read, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Chief. We give thanks to the Lord for every good and blessing that he shared with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So we can't thank you enough, Pastor Lavonia. Let me just say this morning, we have a playback. You want to share this message with some. I'm going to be sharing this message with a lot of my family, friends. We are going to share this message because this is a powerful message for many people that tell it. They're not using right now. The playback number for this powerful message is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, we want to go to our back office and also make sure that we look at our WhatsApp app, keep us connected and stay connected. The new motivation code is right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. I think we have manager, outreach worker, and the boss, I think she's going to be doing that call this morning. And thank you, Minister Wanda, for greeting us this morning, opening up those with that prayer, trusting the Lord. We praise and thank you, Minister Rosalind, for you ushering us in this morning. We can't thank you enough. But, Lord, before I go, I want to share with you guys, please, the Gather of the Eagles Ministry Ordination, co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Brunson, presents the candidate for that ordination on the 26th of October in Hempstead, Texas. So everyone, please judge yourself accordingly and be there. Thank you again, Pastor Lavonia, for that powerful message. And we so appreciate you this morning. Will you come back and close this out in benediction? Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for this morning. We bless you for your word. We bless you, Lord, for watching over us. Lord, we bless you for our talents. We thank you, Lord, for seeing in us and putting in us and investing in us your word and your will and your way. Our Father, we ask that you would touch each and every one of us, God. Whatever, God, may be trying to come and hinder us from doing what it is, whatever may be trying to come and make us shriek back into fear and hide our talents in the earth, we bind it now. We bind fear. We bind intimidation. Lord, we ask, God, that you would release, God, peace and love, God. And as we go into this earth and go into this world, proclaiming and declaring that you are God. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord. We want you to be pleased with our service. In these blessings we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.